Good morning. Happy Wednesday. We got to get going. I got to do an early show today because I got a bunch of stuff starting in less than 4 hours. Little shorter show today. Not much shorter, but going to be a little tight. Squeezing it in. I got meetings. Super tip meetings. A lot of super tip activities going on. The Shuli program joined Super Tip yesterday and had an amazing day. I think they got $1,000 Super Tip on their first show out of the gate. Thank you guys for welcoming them to the platform. And we were nervous. We were actually very nervous. The board and, the financial team over at Super Tip, we were all, how are we going to make up this money that Chad Zumok is holding us by the balls, refusing to use the platform. And I was like, how are we going to get this $4 a week back? If Chad doesn't use the system, what are we going to fucking do? I'm not even kidding. Remember when Chad said that the reason we got him on Super Tip because we needed him to save the company? We needed Chad Zumok to save the company. No, truer words were never spoken. That's a fact. It's an absolute fact. Anyway, hit the like button. We're doing it. We're having it. What a nice morning, Wednesday morning. And we got a lot to go over. We're going to do a training session today that I've been wanting to do for months. We're definitely going to be doing that. We got to thank our executive producer today, Vader Dragon. Never heard of him. Just kidding. Anybody who supports the show, you're all on equal footing for me. If you're a poor who doesn't give, I don't even want to talk to you. You shouldn't even be allowed to free chat. Just kidding. Thank you, Vader Dragon, for supporting the program. Today is your show. And, of course, the Minnesota Files are going to continue. Today we're going to be touring Nelson Brothers, the exclusive date night hotspot of Aaron M. Holt and SP. Oh, SP loves the Clearwater Travel Plaza and Chef Dan's Pasta Bar. Oh my God, there's nothing on a Wednesday like taking the whole family down to a fucking truck stop and eating in a relaxing Northwoods atmosphere. Huh? Chef Dan will be behind the ones and twos, just cooking up pasta. You pick your pasta. You want angel hair, spaghetti, linguine, penne, tortellini, rustoligatoni. That's not even a real one, but it sounds real. Rustoligatoni. You pick your sauce. You get a cream sauce. You get a vodka sauce. You get yourself a traditional marinara. Mwah! A bolognese. Chef Dan's going to whip it up for you. All you can eat. Don't even ask about the garlic bread. Made on your choice of breads. Sourdough, pumpernickel, fritter bread. We've got exclusive footage of the bread shed. Only on Nobody Likes Onions. I walked into that place. I asked them if they knew Aaron M. Holt, the cuck. I think I got some details mixed up. I said he got arrested for being in a polycule. I was excited. I was all hopped up on fritter bread and donuts as big as your head. I was mesmerized by all the claw machines. The lady was in the middle of restocking the bread shed. I almost fucking fainted. It's a lot. There's a lot to go over. And we'll be doing that today. We also have some stuff from Gino Bisconte. Bless his heart. Bless his goddamn heart. And, of course, your interruptions, phone calls, super tips, and other nonsense. All that will be on today's program. Do me a favor again. Hit the like button. We are doing it. And we couldn't be doing it without you, okay? You're an integral part of this program, and I never want you to forget it. Dear God, thank you, Harley Quinn, for starting us off today with 10 gifted memberships. That's amazing. Harley freaking Quinn, you'll be going down in our July Hall of Heroes. I think that's what we'll call it. I think we'll actually call it the Hall of Heroes from now on, you know, just to make it fun. Jack Tripper, member for 19 months. Tom Brennan is an official LOLCOW now. Thanks, Bob. Who's Tom Brennan? Oh, that's Perry Caravello's handler, correct? Paul Schmendrickstein sent this in yesterday. The links you will go to entertain us are inspiring. That's what I've been trying to tell you people. That's what I've been trying to say this whole time. Harley Quinn says, here's to the goal. And I wanted to give a quick, sincere thank you again, Melton Sir, for all the laughs and entertainment. And to all the people, Ely, in this chat community that have been so kind and welcoming to me. Well, you deserve it. You're one of us. One of us. One of us. Here in the Onionverse. And by the way, I've been enjoying all your Onionverse imagery. You know, some people have a planet that's an onion. Some people have the logo. Onion rings flying about around it. Pretty Antisocial posted one where they had Aaron Imholt as a weird comet circling the onion planet. I think that's very cool. Keep it up. Mason in Portland, a.k.a. Portland Shane Gillis. Was it hard to convince TSN to join Super Tips, or did they reach out to you? We don't reach out to anybody. This product sells itself. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If you aren't using Super Tip, your pride is in the way, and you're retarded. Okay? So all we do over at Super Tip is sit around and wait for people to fucking realize that. So Shuli and his gang are fucking retarded. No, I'm just kidding, of course. No, they reached out. You know, it's what I've been. Shuli loves it. They've been happy with it. I know some of the people always get annoyed when new people come on because it gets overused. But they'll figure it out, and they'll figure out how to integrate it in their show, and it'll just become part of the show. It's not going to be as annoying as it is on the first day. But they were killing it yesterday. They did very, very well, and we're glad to have them on board. But no, we don't. Look, man, Super Tip is a win-win-win. It's a win for the Super Tip Corporation, LLC Inc., because we make money. It's a win for the creators because they get more money and they get it immediately. Shuli already has that money he made yesterday. It's already his. It's already in his account. And he got way more of it than he would have got if he donated it through Super Chat and YouTube. And it's a win for the creator. Or it's a win for the audience because it gives you guys more of a creative outlet. It gives you guys more of a splash on the screen, an ability to express yourself to the shows, as it were, if you will. There's no anyone not using it is that's on them. That's on them. Kevin Brennan, Chad Zumach, these are prideful idiots. And, you know, you're not hurting anybody else but yourself. So Godspeed, good luck. And we're happy to have the people on it who want to use it. We think Shuli will be one of our top creators from now on. And we wish him well. If you check the leaderboard, he's number one. He crushed it yesterday. And I will expect you people to make up for that today. I need to be the number one on that leaderboard. It's everything to me. My personality hinges on it. JK, JK, hit the like button. Thank you.
Does a year always have 12 months?
Yeah. Yesterday we went over how Johnny Crutches doesn't know how months work. 40 years on this planet. 40 years on this planet. That's insane. What is that? How many months is that? Almost 500 months on the planet. And he never noticed that they always have the same number of days. Does July always have 31 days? Does July always have 31 days? I don't know how it works.
Give me that Mung Fung Rung.
Mung Fung Rung. Yeah, we do have a lot of steel toe to go over today. I think it's happening. I think we're starting to get our old Aaron back. He made it a week. You got to give it to him. He made it almost a week trying to do his pro show, trying not to drag his emotions into everything. But yesterday, it started to crack. He really is starting to get back to himself. He's starting to argue with people in the chat again. He's really starting to crumble. I don't think it's going to be long. I was hoping he could last weeks, but I'm starting to think he ain't going to make it very long before we start seeing real, real regression over there at the Steel Toe Show.
Happy birthday to a man who doesn't let the dry dessert prevent his parched throat from spitting out hilarious takes while spitting in the face of toe. A man who is the backbone of Onionverse and bows to no man.
I don't know what's going on with Karmic. Is it just alcohol? Is he back on alcohol nonstop? He's lashing out at everybody. I don't know. And then like Doom's like in love with him. He can't stop clipping him, but I've never skipped clips more readily. Oh wow, Doom's going off on Tim Walz. Skip. If I wanted to listen to somebody complain about Tim Walz, I'd tune into Aaron for his hot political takes. So no thanks. I look, I don't have a problem with Karmic. I think we'd get along. I think he's really funny. That rant the other day about Quad Fathers Come or whatever the fuck it was, that was great. But let's not pretend like he's a guy we need to be memorializing everything that comes out of his mouth like it's one of the most entertaining things ever, because it ain't. It ain't. Please PayPal me for the mouse. Thanks, King. How much money have I made from you sending me super chats and super tips about the mouse? Soon I'll be able to afford one. Again, just a burn. I haven't gone and checked the P.O. box this week, but I'm still hoping somebody sends me that mouse. I forget what it's called. The Pleasure Pulse 2000? Or am I thinking of something else? If someone sends me that mouse, the mouse that Citizen M wants, I will smash it live on this show just to upset this boy. And what are you doing? You know, what are you just not making videos? You're not using your computer. You got to go down to Elon Musk and get one of those Neuralinks planted in your head so you can move the cursor with your mind. I mean, I can't imagine being so poor that I'd just be wanting a mouse for months. Go get the mouse. What's wrong with you? $100 from Dan G. Thank you very much, Dan, for supporting the show. We appreciate that. Great shows lately. Here's to the goal. By the way, do you still have that drop of Mubi starting the truck? Gets me every time. Bomb. At least when someone gives a big amount of money over here and they request a drop, you get it. Over at Aaron's show, you give $800, he just plays everything he has. Like, is that good? Are we even now? No, you get what you want over here. We do what you want. We get what you need. You have what you take. You feel what you do. Okay? Put that on a shirt. Sew that on your Pinterest pillow. Okay, we're going to start out the show with some goodwill today. Because I mentioned yesterday, I don't know what these Eagles are up to, and I want to find out about the Eagles. Apparently, we missed their taking wing to flight, taking doves to dreams. And they've had quite a journey. And then somebody sent me an email yesterday with this summary video. 5 months of the baby Eagles. 5 months of the baby Eagles. From hatchlings, you know, we've been through a lot. We've been through drama. There were three born. One of them did not make it.
Jewel is a slow who still can't figure out super tips. Happy birthday to Arizona Mesa. Tom. Yay.
Happy birthday, Arizona Mesa Tom. Is that true? Happy birthday, Arizona Mesa Tom. Happy birthday, Arizona Mesa Tom. Anyway, this video is a nice little summary of their journey, I guess. It's 14 minutes long. I don't know if we're going to make it through all that. But it'll be fun to watch these baby eagles. And I don't know, how does it work? Do they stay with their parents until they meet a mate? How long do they all sleep in that one nest? I have so many questions for the eagle community. Let's get into it. Okay, I don't know if we need to see the whole beginning. We know how eggs work. Oh, yeah, the weather. Remember when it was so snowy and cold up there? I was so worried about these little babies. These beautiful little babies. Aw. Seems like only yesterday we were watching their parents squeeze worms into their mouth. I can't believe it. And then there's the little one that we lost. Oh, man, this is gonna make me cry. This is too sad. You won't find this kind of content on any other program. You won't find these kinds of heartwarming, touching moments over on Joey C's stream. And then there's one gone. I guess he's already gone. Oh, no. They circled the dead one with a heart. They circle the dead one with a heart. 2 out of 3 ain't bad, I guess. I don't know how many eagles normally make it. I don't know how many eagles... how many are supposed to survive? They're ugly when they're little, too. For such a majestic-looking bird as an adult, look at that. When they're young, they really look like little sacks of gray shit. They look like socks my dog's been chewing on. And then they lose that gray hair, and then they go black like crows. Oh, you think the one was suicidal? Oh, look, there he is flapping his wings, like practicing in the nest. That's crazy. Yeah, I didn't see... we stopped following them when they were this old. We stopped following them when they were about... once we knew they were okay, and they were going to make it. And what are the little ones' names? Jackie and Shadow are the adults. Hold on, Sunny and Gizmo? Oh no, is it going to fly? Is it time? Oh shit. Oh shit. So that's how they do it. They hop. They're like, how does this shit work? It's got to be hard to spread your wings and try that when your brother or sister is just sitting there. And how do they know the sex of the babies? Do they go up there and, like, sex the birds? Like, how do they know that Sunny and Gizmo, how do they know if they're boys or girls? There must be some sort of, like, characteristics on the beak or something. I want to have like an eagle expert on to like find out how they find this stuff out. I know like the guy climbs up there and like adjusts the cameras. But how do they find out like if it's a dude or a chick? A dude or a chick? Anyway. Imagine all four of them in this nest. When do they fly? Show me the fly. Some good-looking eagles. And then, you know, I don't know how prevalent eagles are. Like, how do they find mates? Like, how far is it to the next nest of eagles where there's, like, eagles their age that are single? Do they go on some sort of eagle tender? How do they find mates? There's too many. I have too many questions. So this is May. I imagine these are their real feathers. These are like... they've molted. Oh, look. Oh! Oh! Oh, holy shit. He's doing it. Look at that. He's like, yeah, I think I can do this. They just spread their wings in the wind and figure it out. This is nuts to me. Honestly, like, nature's too fucked up. Did you see that? He, like, went up in the air and then just blew back into the nest. There he goes. Or she. I don't even know. Do they get out there and go like, whoa, and then go back? Nature's brutal, too, because they're like just an adult. Like, you're an adult now. Go fly and figure it out. Not like here, where you got to, like, ask your mom and dad for a car. In the human world. One day, you're flying now. You're an adult. Figure it the fuck out. Go get a worm. Ah! He pretty much fell. There's no lessons. There's no lessons. You just gotta get out there and do it. Sonny and Gizmo. Ah! Look, they like land on a branch and are still flapping their wings. They don't quite know how to do it. Now he's like, how do I get back to that nest? Fuck. You know, I pretend like this is some unique thing, but animals are like figuring out how to do this every goddamn day. I don't know why this is so special. I just feel invested in it. You know, we were watching these when they were eggs. And now here they are, up in a tree, really making it happen. We're doing it. We're flying. I think it's always important to remember, for every Aaron Imholt, for every Chad Zumok, for every full-fledged mature adult that's tumbling down the side of a mountain, there's new life. There's new babies who are learning how to make a go of it, figure life out. And the one that died, it's an important reminder that not all the babies figure it out. And then you end up with somebody like Chad. You end up with a 50-year-old mature eagle that doesn't know what he is. Doesn't know what he wants to be. Just keeps buying shoes of his youth. Trying and trying and trying. Hi, I'm an eagle. Join my Patreon. It's amazing. It's amazing. I'm proud of these birds. Look at them. You got to be happy. And then you wonder if those predator birds, what were those predator birds that were like hovering around the nest when they were babies? Are they still around? Or do they not bug them because they're older now? They're only interested in eggs and helpless baby birds. Lemmy says she's so inspired right now. How could you not be? Look at them. They're just flying now. They've just figured it the fuck out. How long do they all live in this nest, though? When do they, like, strike out on their own, build their own nest, find their own family? And again, like, how easy is that to do? Is there across the lake another nest of eagle? Are there more babies around that they'll hook up with and start their own family, man? Somebody in the chat says, show something dying. I mean, that's fucked up. We're having an inspirational moment, okay? We're starting our Wednesday morning with a little bit of happiness, and I don't know why you have to wreck that. Besides, they're constantly eating fish, and the fish are dead. They're constantly going down to that lake and scooping up some carp. I don't know if there's carp. It's probably not carp. Either way, you know what I'm saying. All right, getting a little long. Look at them just practicing, figuring it out, getting their aerodynamics down. Nothing's going to stop them now, huh? They're going to go off to college. They're going to make mistakes. They're going to follow their dreams. Sonny wants to be a psychologist. Gizmo's interested in going to trade school to become a mechanic. Very different paths, but their dreams, valid nonetheless. When do they start looking like eagles? Because I gotta admit, they look like pigeons right now. They look like ugly gray pigeons. This is June 26th, so we're almost caught up. Seems like they're flying. Seems like they kind of got it down. They'll get better at it. You got to believe in them, man. You got to believe in our eagle brethren and sistren. I don't know how it works. Anyway, no, I really do have questions. Like, how do they find a partner? How do they start their own eagle family? And how soon does it happen? Waver, thank you for the super sticker. Steve B, thank you for the super sticker.
I'm actually quite the ornithologist. You would be surprised how many toucans I can fit up my ass.
I can fit toucans up my ass.
Fuck the birds. Show us the donuts already. My button peen cannot get any harder, Mr. Melty.
Come on, man. There's no need for that kind of language around here. Misfit says, happy birthday, Cardiff's kids. Is that true? We have two birthdays in the house today? Arizona Mesa Tom and Cardiff's kids. Do yourself a favor, Cardiff's kids. Draw yourself a cake and beat it. Ewa, thank you for the super sticker. Butch, thanks. Gifted membership, Harley freaking Quinn. Yes, Harley Quinn is amazing. Hold on a second. Why does it say that the show's done? Stream finished. Oh no. I've never seen anything like that happen in my life. It says we're still streaming. It says we're still mother fucking streaming. Now I'm going to have to do something and get this back on track. Because this ain't good. I got to go to YouTube. This is the worst goddamn day of my life. I don't know what happened. I looked over. I don't even know how long I haven't been streaming. But I just looked over. It said stream finished. That ain't good. I looked over. It said stream finished. I doubt it. We've been doing this for like a goddamn minute. I don't know how the stream could be finished. I really don't. That seems nuts. So now it's going to affect the live. It's going to affect the live, baby, live. All right, hold on. How do I even get this back on track now? How do I even get this recreated on the fly? I've got to, like, create a whole new show. This is actually bananas. This is actually insane for a grown man to have to figure out and do. In the middle of the day, just in the middle of the goddamn day, I have to create a new program. Live stream. Go, baby, go. I got to cut and paste all the description again. This is a nightmare. This is the worst day of my life. I don't know how that happened. I don't know how a stream just ends of its own in its own way. Let's start it at 8:55 a.m. Let's upload the thumbnail again. What a nightmare. This is actually ruining my life. This is actually ruining my world. This is a bad day. Hold on. It looks like YouTube is preventing you from live streaming at this time. Is that true? YouTube is preventing you from live streaming at this time. Jesus Christ. How could that have happened? I don't know what's occurred. I don't know what occurred. YouTube is preventing you from live streaming at this time. That's what just happened. Okay. There's nothing in my panel. I don't have any strikes. There's nothing going on. There's no violations. Oh, look, the 24/7 channel is down now. Is YouTube having an issue? Is there a problem on YouTube's end? Let me get this stupid super tip off. This is just wrecking my day.
Thank you, baby birdies, for not killing yourselves. Rest in peace to the little chick that didn't make it.
What an inspiration. What an inspiration. Anyway. No, I have no idea what happened, and I don't know what to do. Basically, if we're down, we're down. I could this be YouTube? There's no violations on the content. There's nothing wrong with my channel. I don't even know. I don't know. Yeah, this sucks. I can't. I tried to recreate a new show to get us back up and running. That did not work. And therefore, I don't know what to do. I could just continue doing the show to tape and then post this video later. But that doesn't seem fun. I can't imagine going over the Nelson Brothers stuff without you guys interacting live. A lot of people think this is pretty antisocial that's took us down. Maybe that's true. No, they're live, so it's not YouTube. It's got to be my channel, but I honestly can't imagine because it's not giving me any problems on my back end. I'm my back end. We have no strikes. We have no warnings. It's like it just killed my live streams, both the 24/7 and the current stream. I just looked over and it was like stream finished. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. There's no way I'm going to be able to restart this today because I've got starting at noon. I have stuff to do. So by the time I figure this out and get a new stream created, it will not work out. So I'll post this video to YouTube for the people to enjoy the 30 minutes of Eagle Majesty. And then I'll have to figure out what's going on. The good news is there's nothing on my YouTube studio panel that says anything's wrong with my account. But I also find it hard to believe this is a technical thing because it says I'm still streaming and it also took down the live stream of the 24/7 channel. So
I don't know, man. I don't know. Must have been something. Must have been something. Anyway, thanks for the awesome 37 minutes of content today. I will troubleshoot this. Maybe we'll do a show tonight. This is really going to fuck up my release of the Minnesota Files because I was planning on doing all the Coach Scott stuff tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be the big day of all the Coach Scott stuff. We might have to push that back to August now. Just because. I don't even know. All right, I got to go figure this out. It's probably something Chad did. Piece of shit. Fucking piece of shit. You going after my family? You going after my family? Do me a favor. Hit the like button on this. Consider it a teaser. And I can't believe I got out of bed for this.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
A question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick melting faces. Have you stacking an LO point? It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. Gonna make the taco pony party be a party of soul. Gonna make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold. The family probably get arrested before they get down the road. Or stupid motherfuckers just got NL loaned. Other radio shows are straight bitch male prone. Talk shit on the youngins that nobody like past. Have my homeboy lame prank call them fast.